You're listening to media from University Lutheran Church and Student Center. We are a multi-generational, Jesus-centered community of scripture, faith, and grace located in Tallahassee, Florida, on the campus of Florida State University. To learn more and to get connected to other resources, please visit universitylutheranchurch.org. We hope that the next few moments are a time when God speaks into your life by the power of His Holy Spirit about His Son, Jesus Christ.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Three in One, who has come in order to place His divine name upon our bodies and souls. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, what's in a name? There's a lot in our names. Sometimes we really like our names. Sometimes we don't like our names so much. Sometimes we end up going by a different name. Maybe that's because somebody gave us a nickname early on. Maybe that's because at some point in our lives we wanted to stop going by a certain name and we wanted to choose a different name, one that we felt reflected more of who we are. There's also things about our names that are kind of formal. We know that when we sign our names, that that's a formal way of saying that we accept something or that we're agreeing to something. And our names are important to us. It feels good when somebody says our name. Well, little Sarah here is going to be coming up, and I was talking to Evan, or was talking to Hayden and Sienna just a little bit before we started, and I asked him, you know, well, what was her name before you knew her name was going to be Sarah? And apparently they had already had Sarah picked out, because pretty much right after they found out she was a girl, boom, it was Sarah. But before that, it was just kind of baby. Because they didn't know. They didn't know if she was going to be a Sarah or she was going to be some other boy name. And so in that kind of period was a period of a little bit of, well, you know, who is she? Who is she going to be? And as soon as they found out that she was going to be a girl, they knew who she was going to be. She was going to be Sarah. She was going to be Sarah Madeline Orr. And that was going to be an important thing for her. That is going to be an important thing for her as she grows up in her life, just like your name was important to you. She's going to grow up and she's going to struggle with making those letters in order to sign her name, in order to put her name on school papers. She's going to learn how her name sounds, and she's going to start to respond more and more to that name. Well, that naming is an important thing that we see kind of throughout the readings today in what we just read for our contemplation. The first one of those is where Moses finds out what God's name is. Now, this is an interesting moment for Moses. Moses has run away from Egypt. He's sort of on the lam. He actually killed a guy before he went, and he was out hanging out in the wilderness. And he's out there in the wilderness, and all of a sudden he sees a bush that's on fire. And just like any other red-blooded male, he goes, I want to go look at that. And so he goes and he checks out this bush that's on fire, and he notices that the bush, although it's on fire, it's not being burned up. And he, well, that's kind of weird. And beyond that being weird, the bush talks. And the bush says, take off your shoes because this is holy ground. And then all of a sudden, Moses knows that he's in for an encounter. An encounter with the divine, an encounter with God. And this encounter is one where God is telling Moses that he has a job for him. He's telling Moses that, hey, there is something that I want you to do. I want you to go, and I want you to be a part of my rescue effort of my people. And Moses hears that. He hears that probably with wide open eyes. And as he is looking at this bush that is burning and not being consumed, he is thinking to himself about what that moment is going to be look like, what that moment is going to look like when he goes and visits the Israelites. Because he's like, I know my name is Moses, but they don't know me. They don't know me at all. My name isn't going to mean anything important to them. But your name is going to mean something. So who should I say sent me? God, for the first time in the Holy Scriptures, reveals his name to a human being. He says, my name is I Am Who I Am, which gets shortened to the name Yahweh. This understanding that God is not something that can simply be encapsulated by a name, but that his name is actually his presence, his being, his godness. So he says, go and tell them my name. My name is Yahweh. Go and bear that name and bear my message to these people. Well, that's a pretty important moment in Moses' life. It's the moment that begins the whole story of why you know who Moses is. That he is a part of God's rescue of his people. And as we think about that, there's kind of something there that is similar to what we're going to be doing with little Sarah in just a moment. See, what God does to Moses is he gives him his name to bear. He gives him his name to carry. He gives him his name as a sign of an authority that Moses himself has no right to hold, but holds nonetheless. And that's the same for every one of you if you are baptized in this place. Just like little Sarah will be, your brows have been marked with the sign of the crucified, with the sign of the cross. Your lives have been marked with the name of God. And it's interesting the way that that shows up in at least this church service. If you just start to count the number of times that we talk about names, we begin this whole thing in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, recognizing that in that moment we are to do two things. We are to remember that we are baptized, because those are the words that are spoken over us as we are baptized, but also to remember that we are gathered here in order to do God's work, to receive God's work, to be people who are gathered together as baptized Christians in order to get what God has to give us and then to go out into this world and to give that to other people. We are to receive his authority, but we're also to receive his healing, his recreation of our lives. And when we read that sense of a name later on in the liturgy, we'll be singing together around the time of communion. We'll be singing, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Now, where we're not talking about just some random person there. We're talking about the echo of Psalm 118, the echo of a psalm that is talking about Jesus. Blessed is he who comes in the name of Christ. That's who Jesus is, as he comes to us in word and sacrament, placing his name upon us, a name that was written on us in our baptisms, so that we would have the authority and the power and the healing that God gave to nobody less than Moses himself. And we've been given that great gift, that Sarah is going to receive that great gift this morning. But sometimes we're not quite sure about it. Sometimes we're not quite sure if we can really claim all of that. Sometimes we're not quite sure that God's name is really living inside of us, and sometimes we don't act like it. Sometimes the water of baptism that's been put on our head has become invisible or maybe even evaporated a little bit. In those moments, we need to be reminded of our name. We need to be reminded of who we are. We need to be reminded that we bear on our brows and in our hearts the mark of Christ the Crucified, the one who died on the cross so that he could give us his authority, his power, his healing, so that we can march out of a place like this and we can go out into the world around us and we can be people marked with his name. And just like Moses, we can go to people and we can say, hey, look, I know this shouldn't mean anything coming from me, because me by myself, I'm just a sinner. I'm just somebody who wrestles with all sorts of things in this world. But let me tell you about the person who invited me into their family. Let me tell you about the person who brought me into their kingdom. Let me tell you about the holy triune God in whose name I am baptized. I have come to bring you his good news, that you are given the name of God himself. That's what's going to happen to little Sarah in just a moment here, as God places his name upon her so that she may go out and bear that name and his good news for her own sake and for the sake of others. So as you go out, along with Sarah, know that you bear his name if you have been baptized. And as you go out bearing that name, may you bring with it his good news that he has included you and anyone who might believe in him by the power of his cross and resurrection. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this media from University Lutheran Church and Student Center. To learn more and to get connected to other resources, please visit universitylutheranchurch.org. If you would like to financially support more media from University Lutheran, please visit our website and click the Give Now button, which will enable you to engage in the Christian discipline of giving tithes and offerings to God through his church. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord lift up his face upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.